Welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know that we would love to hear from you. So today, we're taking your comments or your questions. You're watching. It's Monday. We are here. Very much alive. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a jingle at 1-800-221-9460. If you are calling and you are outside North America, you can reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So the question for today's show is this: how has hope been a part of your life, and what are you hoping for in this Jubilee Holy Year of Hope? I thought that was a great question,
well,
Jim Pinto.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm a very hopeful person. I love that we get to have a whole year dedicated the graces of hope. I feel like it's a great increase. And so take advantage of all the things that we're gonna have. Two shows this week on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
On hope and the holy doors, opening the holy door. We're going to have Joan Watson on, and it's going to be a great week of hope for you. But first, I am ever so hopeful because EWTN gave great coverage for the March for Life and the Walk for Life West Coast that happened out in San Francisco. Did you see all those people out there? And everyone was hopeful. No one, we believe that we have our work cut out for us, right? Still in the pro-life movement with some states that still promote abortion. We still have our work cut out for us, but I was hopeful. And even Bob, our audio director, he said, what a crowd was in Washington. He thought that there were more people there. And who are they? They're young. They're old, mostly young, and they believe to make America not great again, which we want America to be great again. We want to make America pro-life again. Lila Rose shouted that, and I was like, yes. And there were beautiful speakers and marches and sharing, and Father John Paul, all the people gave great coverage out of Washington, D.C. So I am hopeful that America one day would be pro-life again in all of her 50 states.
Some of the testimonies were just incredible. And you speak about hope. There was one girl giving a testimony. She was missing an arm. Mm-hmm. I guess she lost her arm. It was taken when she was a little teenager. And she talked about the despair she was in and how people came up alongside of her and encouraged her to live on, that your life can continue even though you've lost your arm. Hope. We need to come up alongside people. Who has come up alongside you in the midst of some despair in your life and has given you hope? They were the face of hope to you. Abortionists, late-term abortionists, were sharing about what they did.
Their conversions.
And you know, they asked them the question, well, how do you live with yourself when you've aborted babies, but late-term? And it was all about Jesus Christ. That then I encountered Jesus, and I met Jesus, and he forgave me. You know, and so I can live. Mm-hmm. And not only do people, you know, live, but they're forgiven and set free. And that you have a testimony. Oh, look, this one had seven demons cast out of her, right? Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. Seven demons cast out of her. And she's forgiven much and she loves much. So we want to hear from you. Your reasons for hope, experiences of hope in your life. People have come up alongside of you. What's your hope for this year, the remainder of this year? And hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, are praying in a special way. We could be united with them at this time to pray for ourselves, to pray for our loved ones, to pray for our nations, to pray for the world, for wars to cease, for life to come, to the preborn to be set free, for euthanasia to flee and leave suicide. It's a great year of hope. So we look forward to sharing with you further. We want to hear from you. Just give us a call, give us an email. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Well, remember that today we're taking your comments and your questions on our show. So if you're watching, it's Monday. We certainly would love to hear from you. Give us a jingle, 1-800-221-9460. Outside North America, you could reach us at 205-271-2980. And you can always send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com and check us out on Facebook. So this is the question. Think about this. How has hope been a part of your life? And what are you hoping for in this Jubilee Holy Year of Hope? And so, you know, last night I went to the scripture and said, you know, what is God saying about hope? Because having hope is an important thing. It's one of the cardinal virtues, right? We need to have faith, hope, and love. And this is what I like about our faith journey. If you lack faith, hope, or love, guess what? You can ask Jesus for an increase of it. If you look at your life and you take an interior journey and you go, you know, I'm not very hopeful, I'm not very faith-filled, and I'm a rather miserable person and not very loving, but I sure want to be more like that, then ask Jesus to transform you. The greatest place to get transformation is before you receive the Eucharist. So right before you're getting to receive the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, let that be a heart cry. Lord, change my heart. Let what I'm about to consume, consume me. Everything that's broken and hopeless and miserable and hurting, whether it's a physical ailment, whether it's an emotional affliction, whether it's a spiritual battle that you're in, invite Jesus into that place. You know, in the book of Joshua, it says this, be strong and be brave. I am the Lord your God. Don't be afraid. Do not lose hope, for I am with you everywhere you go. That's from God. That's his word to us. And you know, what happens is we lose hope as a people of God when we keep our eyes off of Jesus. You get hopeless really fast. You become hopeless when you stop reading the word of God. You become hopeless when you stop going to church. And they might be your family members. Or they're looking for affirmation from the world to give them hope. Well, it's so fleeting, and it just passes away so quickly.
We have the Jubilee Prayer, Joy, by Pope Francis, and I think this really will fit into what you're saying. So this is his prayer. Let's pray it together. Father in heaven, may the faith you have given us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our brother, and the flame of charity enkindle in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, reawaken in us the blessed hope for the coming of your kingdom. May your grace transform us into tireless cultivators of the seeds of the gospel. May those seeds transform from within both humanity and the whole cosmos in the sure expectation of a new earth, when with the powers of evil vanquished, your glory will shine eternally. May the grace of the Jubilee reawaken us, pilgrims of hope, a yearning for the true treasures of heaven. May that same grace spread the joy and peace of our Redeemer throughout the earth. To you, our God, eternally blessed be glory and praise forever. Amen. Amen. May that be for you today. Wherever you are, you might be in a hospital, you might be sick, ill. May that be for you today. You might be in a prison. May that be for you today. You might be a prison of your own making. May that be for you today. May it be for us to set us free. This is the year of Jubilee, a year of mercy, forgiveness, replenishment, slave set free. What are we enslaved to? Be set free in the name of Jesus. These are the hopes that he gives to us, that death has been conquered. The flesh has been conquered in the Lord. I don't realize that yet, but I aspire to that. That's hope. I aspire to that. I desire that, but I don't have it yet. Well, then you have to have faith. Faith is the assurance of things we're hoping for, desiring, aspiring to. We don't have them yet. But faith gives us assurance of the things we're hoping for. It gives us conviction of the things we don't see right now, that they'll be ours one day. And so we pray that for you. We want to hear from you. So email us, phone call us. How have you experienced hope in your own life? How are you giving hope to other people? You know, I think my first understanding of hope, I share this quite a bit. My mother passed away when I was 5 years old, very young. I can remember, I don't remember my mom that much seeing her, but I remember going to her funeral and seeing her in a casket. And when I came out after that and went to the front of the funeral home, I must have been, you know, really anxious or crying. And one of my in-laws, my brother's wife, said to me, "Jimmy boy, you will see your mother again one day." And I said, I remember this. That's why I said, "What? You will see your mother again one day." That's what, and I said, if I can see my mother again one day, then I can wait forever. Mm. And I'm looking forward to that day.
Right.
That I will see my, see, that's the hope. It hasn't happened yet. I'm grabbing it by faith. I think about that day as I get older and older. It's one of the things I'm looking forward to say, were you my mother? Because now you're my sister, you know. But you and I want to touch her and feel, you understand what we're saying? Eternal life is for real. Everlasting life is for real. But we're not there yet. And so we're like on a trapeze. We let go of one thing, we're swinging, and now we're going over to the other thing to catch it. That's hope.
Yes.
And that hope will not disappoint you, because the love of God has been poured into your heart, if you're baptized, has been infused. Faith, hope, and love are about God's grace, not about you. He gives you grace to have faith and hope and love. And that love that's been poured in your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit will not disappoint you. You need to know that for the sake of your children.
Well, and the most important thing, it is for the witness of your family. And we've heard from people who they're hoping that their children come home to the Catholic Church, right? So there are family members out there where they have adult children and they're wanting and hoping that their family members come back home to the church. A woman, Deborah, wrote us that from Facebook. And so we have to hope. There's hope deferred makes the heart sick. So maybe you're
not.
Say
that again.
Hope, this is from the book of Proverbs, hope deferred makes the heart sick,
that.
Right?
Yeah, that's happening.
And so we know, but what does deferment mean? It's a postponement. It's a delay. It doesn't mean it's not gonna happen. It's just, and sometimes we might not live to see it in this life, but in the long view, and we all have to live in the long view is with our eyes fixed on heaven.
Amen.
And all the promises of heaven. And if you heard Father preach this morning, Father Joseph, he talked about the Eucharist and heaven and that encounter. And do we really believe it? Or are we just going to church and checking the box like Jesus, I checked in? Or are we going to church with the great hope that he's gonna come inside of us and transform us and change us and make us new? Because I tell you this, because I know this to be true. The world apart from God is hopeless. It's faithless. It's loveless. People are broken. And you and me might be the only witness that they get to see. So we have to be those people fully alive. Here's another comment from someone. It says, hope has been my anchor, especially when I felt alone or discouraged. And during this holy year of hope, I'm focusing on building a closer relationship with Jesus and sharing that hope with others. I know his love can transform hearts and bring light into every situation. Mm. And that's Carla from St. Louis, Missouri, which is true. So we have to be those people. Stop looking for someone else to bring you the hope. You be the catalyst, you be the spark, you be the light, you be the salt, you know? And if you lack anything, and I mean anything that you lack in your spiritual life, sometimes we don't have what we need because we're not asking. You have to say, Jesus, come and help me. Lord, I'm broken, I'm weak, I'm tired. I can't take any more. Lord, come and buoy me up. He loves those cries. Those are your heart cries. Lord, I'm weak, I'm faithless, I'm hopeless, I'm loveless. He wants to meet you. And the problem is you know what gets in the way? Pride. Go to confession, confess pride. That's always my number one sin. Lord, forgive me, for I am full of pride. Right? And now we clear the deck. Now what else can we get at? But we lack that because we don't ask for it, and pride keeps us from it. Lord, show me who I really am. Apart from you, you really have to believe this. Apart from God, you can do nothing. Nothing means no thing. Ain't nothing good inside of you and me. We're just not that nice. We need Jesus. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. I need Jesus to be Jim's wife. I need Jesus to be the grandmother that I am, to be the mother-in-law that I am. You try being a mother-in-law without God's help. See how far you get. You need help. You need love. Here's another comment. Okay. Hope has guided me through tough times by reminding me that God's plan is always good. In this Jubilee Holy Year of Hope, I'm praying for healing in my family and in our world. And I believe this year will bring renewed faith and a deeper trust in God's promises. And this is Martin from Camden, Connecticut. Yeah.
Well, the thing that I keep getting reading these and thinking about the Jubilee year, there's nothing like the church making a commitment all together, you know, a million people supposedly or more, and saying, we're focusing on hope. And so I'm praying with hundreds of thousands and millions of people. You know, I'm not alone in this. Mm-hmm. You may feel alone, but you're not alone. And this faith, this hope and love, if you're baptized, is already in you. It may be covered over with a lot of stuff, the world, the flesh, the devil. But like Joy said, renew it, especially through the sacraments. And come up alongside people that are in despair. There's a lot of people just in despair. Like we said about the girl with the one arm, and then she felt threatened about, you know, abortion and of her baby. So, but somebody came up alongside me. You be that somebody. Be the face of hope, the presence of hope, the incarnation of hope, resources of hope for someone, that captive might be set free. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, before we wrap up today's show, we are going to hear from beautiful Joan Lewis about the significance of the Year of Hope in the year of 2025 Jubilee Year. Joan, what do you have for us?
Well, greetings, Jim and Joy, from a cool and very windy Rome. Now, this weekend was an extraordinary weekend for the papal calendar, as on Saturday, he presided at an encounter with journalists for the Jubilee of the World of Communications. Later Saturday, he went to St. Paul's Basilica outside the walls to preside at Vespers to end the week of prayer for Christian unity. And then on Sunday morning, he presided at Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, which was the sixth Sunday of the Word of God, and also the Mass for the Jubilee of Journalists. Now, I know that you know that hope is the main word, the main focus of the 2025 Jubilee. And hope was the word heard all these recent days, this weekend, in papal homilies, in papal speeches, and in papal messages. In fact, on Friday, January 24th, the Feast of St. Francis de Sales, the patron of Catholic journalists, the papal message for this annual celebration was released. And it stressed fostering hope and unity by disarming such negative practices as false information or distorted information, because these can lead people away from hope. Now, on Saturday, in his audience with several thousand journalists in the Paul VI Hall, Pope Francis urged them to approach their work with courage, integrity, and a steadfast focus on hope, liberating the inner strength of the heart. He said, let your storytelling be hope-telling. I love those words. Now, how information is imparted also matters, he said. It makes a difference between a communication that rekindles hope, builds bridges, opens doors, and a communication that increases division, polarization, and oversimplification of reality. And then, of course, at Vespers, later that day, later Saturday, at St. Paul's, the Pope said, Jesus This was for the week of prayer of Christian unity. And the Pope said, Jesus sustains our hope as we journey toward him in unity. He said, the gospel's message of hope is at the heart of the Jubilee year. This hope, which comes from the Holy Spirit, is likewise the foundation of the ecumenical journey. And then, of course, Sunday at the Basilica, right behind me, the Mass for the World Day of the World Jubilee of Communications, and the sixth Sunday of the Word of God, the very theme was, I hope in your word. What a happy coincidence, the Pope began his homily. On this Sunday of the Word of God, at the beginning of this Jubilee year, we proclaim this page in Luke's Gospel, in which Jesus reveals himself as the Messiah, anointed and sent to proclaim a year of the Lord's favor. That year, said Francis, is a new age, an age that does not devour life, but regenerates it. It's a Jubilee like the one we now celebrate as a way of preparing in hope to meet our Redeemer. When we read the scriptures, when we pray, when we study them, our hearts, inflamed by faith, wait in hope for the coming of God, of our Redeemer and Savior. So, on those hopeful words, back to you.
Joan, thank you so much for that wonderful sharing. We've been speaking about hope, the reality of hope. If you're baptized, is within you. If you've not been baptized, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come home to the church. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good, not for evil. Plans to give you a future and a hope. And you might say, Lord, I can't see that. I don't get the plan. You have a strange way of showing the plan. That's where hope comes in and faith comes in. And when you say, Lord, I believe you. I believe you want to do good in my life, in my family, in this country, in this world, that wars would cease, abortion would end. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. And he will help you. Call out upon the name of the Lord, who is your help, who is your hope, and you will not be disappointed. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.